Life on board. The sails are hoisted to the masthead, and the anchor has been cast. On June the 15th in 1845, the brig Superb leaves the harbor of Gothenburg with its cargo of bar iron on the bottom of the vessel, and a group of emigrants as passengers on the middle deck. The voyage, that will last for about 58 days and nights, or 8 weeks more or less, passes the English Channel and out on the Atlantic with destination New York in North America. What a different experience for our immigrants. These people, who have lived their lives as peasants on their farms at home, are now without firm ground beneath their feet. Several of them call the Atlantic the Great Lake. The voyage will be both dramatic and adventurous, when there are storms on a couple of occasions. Andrew Cassell describes the experiences of the voyage 50 years later. And we stepped aboard the ship Superb about the middle of June and sailed along very nicely until we came to the entrance of the English Channel. Then the wind began to blow right against us and continued in almost a tempest for one whole week, which made nearly all the passengers seasick. Again, a little further at sea, we suffered a severe storm, and the night when the storm raged at its worst, it was pitch black, and we ran into another vessel and lost our front mast, or what is called the bowsprit. Whether the other vessel was lost or not, we do not know. But one thing we do know, and that is that we are glad that we did not go to the bottom of the ocean. To get seasick is naturally hard when the ship goes up and down among the huge waves. In the cramped spaces in steerage, the sanitary conditions are not always the best ones, with stale odor as a hatch must be kept closed. The ration of fresh drinking water and the lack of milk, fruit, and vegetables contribute easily to spreading diseases on board. If bad luck strikes you, you can be stricken with the scurvy, typhoid fever, or in the worst case, with cholera. But Peter Cassell and his fellow passengers happily endure the hardships during the voyage without any contagious diseases. And on August the 11th, 1845, the brig Superb arrives in New York's harbor. The emigrants from Kisa in Sweden feel very happy to see the promised land, as Andrew Cassell puts it.